You're listening to 95.1 KYMN Radio in Northfield, Minnesota. We are pleased now to be joined by a newly declared candidate for Senate District, newly drawn Senate District 58, Clarice Graybow. Good afternoon, Clarice. How are you?
Hi, Rich. I'm great. Thanks for having me in here.
Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're an educator. How long have you lived in Northfield?
So I've lived in Northfield about 20 years, maybe 21 years. Okay. And I fell in love with the community almost immediately. I really care deeply about the people that live here. And I am a teacher in the Northfield Public Schools. I teach the adults who have not graduated from high school yet. Oh. So they are working on getting a high school credential.
Gotcha. So you get people ready for the GED basically, or are you in that slot where they can still get their diploma?
There is a slot like that available. It's not as widely used as the GED, but yes, that is an option for some folks.
Okay, so you work with both. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it. What brought you to Northfield in the first place? What attracted you to Northfield?
Well, we were moving to Minnesota for work reasons, and my brother lived in the cities.
Okay.
And he said, you know, you should check out Northfield. Oh. And we did, and the first day we came down here, we were down in Bridge Square, and they were handing out free slices of pie. And I was sold.
That's great. So where did you grow up then?
I grew up in Nebraska, in Lincoln.
Lincoln?
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln's a good town.
It is a good town.
I used to be an over-the-road salesman and had to cover like 9 states, and Nebraska was one of them. And I fell in love with the Nebraska Cornhuskers because you spend enough time there just by osmosis. It gets into your DNA.
It does. Yeah. I love Nebraska too.
That's great. Well, I hope so. That's good. That's good. All right. So you've been here 21 years. What, you ran for, you're a member of the Northfield City Council.
I am.
You first ran 8 years ago?
Well, I ran, this is my first term, and I ran, so 4
this
years.
This is still
ago.
Your first term?
It's my first term.
I thought you were that's funny.
There was an instance several years, many years ago, right after I moved to Northfield, where the ward that I lived in did not, the deadline for filing as a candidate expired, and our ward had no candidate.
Oh.
And so I did run as a write-in at the last minute because we didn't have a candidate, and Arnie Nelson won ended up winning that.
Okay.
That's the only other time I've run, if you can count that as a real run.
And Arnie Nelson had a fairly distinguished career on the council too.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. What attracted you to politics?
Well, I grew up in a family that was that really valued public service. Mm-hmm. It was demonstrated every day in what my parents did, and in my church as well. And so it's just really part of who I am. It's really all I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I've done both in terms of volunteer work, but also as all of my professional positions as well. So
really?
Yeah.
Okay. So as an educator, how do you fold that into politics?
Well, I am working with some of our most vulnerable populations in Northfield. I'm working with working families. These are adults who have jobs and children, and they're really struggling to make ends meet. And so I see firsthand every day the barriers and challenges that they face about the rising cost of housing and childcare and transportation and healthcare in a very real way.
Right. How have you enjoyed your time on the council? How has it gone? Was it what you expected it would be?
I have loved it. I don't know what I expected. I don't think I had a real picture. I didn't know what to expect, but it's been an amazing experience. I've formed some really deep connections, and it's very satisfying to know that you can have some influence over things that really make a difference in people's right. lives in a very real way.
Right.
So
right.
that's really satisfying and rewarding.
What do you feel like you've accomplished as a counselor?
Well, I am very proud of the work that we've done in terms of our pandemic recovery. You yeah. know, folks are struggling economically, and I'm proud of the strategic thinking we did as a council to direct financial resources to those who most needed it. You know, we did built a new food shelf and sent funds to important nonprofits like the CAC and HCI, but also to small business owners who were really struggling in the beginnings of the pandemic. And, you know, through my work on the HRA, also to individuals right. who needed help with rent assistance right. and utilities and things like that. So yeah. I, you know, I really have a new appreciation for the intersection of like housing and education and our business community and how important it is to have a healthy housing stock and how mm-hmm. if you don't, it has very real consequences for our business owners and our school district. Our school district, you know, it was even mentioned in their demographic report that lack of housing is a problem. It makes it hard for them to recruit new staff and to recruit families into the district.
Right.
Which of course then contributes to a problem of retaining students and even declining enrollment in the coming years.
Yeah. I was actually not half an hour ago, just having this conversation with somebody else about how it is amazing and how apparent it's becoming that housing issues can just affect everything in a community. Everything.
It does.
Yeah.
It is fundamental.
Right. So then you are going to run for Senate.
I am.
What, why do you want to, Clarice, why do you want to be a senator?
So I knew that I wanted to run again so that I could do this type of work. I was approached by a few people and asked to run, and I really had to take some time to think about that. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty serious decision.
It is.
But when I gave it thought, I came to the conclusion that this is kind of a logical extension of the experience and the knowledge that I've gained both as an ABE teacher and as a city councilor.
Yeah.
And I think I have something to offer because of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. What are the issues within the state that you're most concerned about?
Climate's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
You know, in Northfield, we passed a very ambitious climate action plan.
Right.
And that has something that is not only, you know, important for our health, but it has financial ramifications as well. I mean, there are infrastructure issues that cities need to deal with that are extraordinarily expensive. There are expensive issues for farmers with you know, as a consequence of extreme weather events and soil erosion and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think cities can fully handle this burden on their own. We're going to need state and federal funding to help with this. I think this is a problem that is urgent and needs to be addressed with some urgency right. and collaboration between entities.
Yeah. I think it's becoming apparent to me that statewide too, there are a lot of cities across the state that are sort of preparing themselves to ask for that help and to receive yeah. that help from within things like the climate action plan here in Northfield.
Right.
You know, we've got our goals set and we know what we're going to do. We would just like a little help from the state now to get to those goals.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. What else? What's another,
I think we still have some work to do in terms of taking care of our frontline workers.
Yes, we do.
Our teachers have been through a lot, as well as positions like personal care attendants. It's really hard to recruit for those positions. They don't get paid enough. Institutions like Laura Baker Services mm-hmm. struggle with that. They only get paid a certain percentage, you know,
yep.
from Medicaid. And this is something that the state will need to help with as well. You know, local communities can't address that on their own.
Right, right.
And we're all going to be in a position someday where we need to be cared for, right? So Hopefully, we yeah. need to take care of those people now.
Right, absolutely we do. Right. Now, you've got a family. How old are your kids?
My kids, I have one kid who's in college at St. Olaf. He's 21.
All right.
Josh. Both of my children are Olies. And that's where I got my teaching license as well, was St.
Olaf. Really?
Yeah. I went back as a older adult.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. Both my kids had kind of a bumpy start in life, and so I was home with them for a while. But
okay.
When I went back to school, I got my license at St. Olaf, and it's been a great experience to be an Olie. And so Josh is a junior at St. Olaf. He's studying chemistry. And my daughter, Eve, she graduated with a degree in math.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm an Olie. Did you know that? Have we ever talked about that?
I think I knew that. Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm a proud Olie.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of it because I graduated by the skin of my teeth.
So. Hey, you did it.
I got there.
You did it. And look at you now.
I have. Yeah, boy, look at me now. I have the diploma. So
that's right.
That's really all that matters. Clarice Grenier-Graybaugh, candidate for District 58, Senate District 58. Thank you so much for taking a little time to talk to us.
Thanks so much, Rich.